This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running postgame show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
Let's go. 12 points in
the head coach.
Again, his speed, you can't teach speed. You know, he knows how to use it.
And the fans. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Presented by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome in, Bucks fans. Welcome in. Hopefully, there's somebody listening to us tonight. That's what I'm hoping for. Because if you would have turned off the Bucks game to, wash your hair, have dinner, turn on Alabama and Georgia. What else might be on TV? I don't know. Turn on and watch whatever you want to watch on TV tonight. Kids Baking Championships is on tonight, episode 2. There's a little girl from Franklin in the Kids Baking Championship.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever seen Kids Baking Championship?
No, never heard of it until just now.
Food Network. She's really good, too. I mean, obviously.
Better than you?
I can't. Man, I've burned popcorn, so there's no way I can cook.
I know someone that burned water once, though.
Huh?
I know someone that burned water once.
What?
Yeah.
What? How is that possible? What are you talking about?
Don't ask me.
No, come on.
Like, they were cooking noodles.
Yeah.
And they had it going so hot that everything, like, just a layer of it, just messed up, like, water, pasta, juice caked onto the bottom of the pan.
Wow. That's talent. Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that. Yeah, but anyway, so she's in the Kids Baking Championship from Franklin. Really good. I don't know if she's going to win or not, but we're pulling for her. So you got that on TV tonight. What else is on TV tonight? There's another show that we watch that's on TV tonight, too. What's the other one? I don't know. There's two shows recording for DVR tonight that are going to be pretty good. Oh, Hometown starts tonight. Their second season. It's kind of like the TV show Fixer Upper. You know that show, Fixer Upper?
My girlfriend loves that show.
Oh, so do we. Love it.
I'm going to have to play this part of the show back for her just Hometown. So she knows we brought it up.
Hometown is a cool show. It's just in a different state. And it's a husband-wife combo. And the husband's really good into woodwork and stuff like that. It's a cool show. So same concept, just two different people doing it. Anyhow, there you go. What else are we going to talk about? Anything else on TV you want to talk about?
I don't know. I mean, is there anything going on in Indiana tonight?
Nobody cares about this game.
No, that's what I'm saying.
No. We're going to talk about the Bucks, but I don't really care to talk about this game. If you want to call in, that's fine, but I've got a legitimately good topic I feel tonight that has nothing to do with this basketball game. All I'm going to say is this. You lost 109-96. That was pretty much as close as you were all night. What's the final score? You got absolutely annihilated. Giannis didn't get his first field goal until about 50 seconds to go in the first half. Just to give you an idea. How bad it was. His 20-plus or more game streak is over. 3 of 8, 11 of 14 from the line. Good for 17 points. He didn't play the fourth quarter. 32 minutes for Giannis tonight. 19 for Middleton. All five scores were in double figures. Brogdon played 38 minutes. I have no idea why. I really see no purpose in that whatsoever. If all the other starters are coming out at 32 minutes, well, Giannis and Middleton, there's no reason to leave Bledsoe in there. You have nothing but guards on your bench. Here you go again. Rashad Vaughn did not play. Just cut him already. I'm just going to ask for it every postgame show until they finally release this kid. Let him go play somewhere. Even if it's the G League, I don't care. Let him go play basketball somewhere. And this is ridiculous. He's just collecting dust. Okay, so anyways. If you want to talk about this blowout, feel free. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. But we're going to talk about the Bucks' future tonight. Me and Ian in Hartford, who you hear from time to time call into the show, him and I text all the time. And if you think I get emotional and negative, he puts me to shame in a big way. So he gets worked up from time to time, and he's all worked up about the Bucks now. And he and I were going back and forth the other night about, I'm like, just trust the process and just let's see what happens. Let's not overreact and freak out. Because this is the same type of stuff that Gary and Leroy said when this whole own the future thing started. He said, there's no way Bucks fans will be patient enough to see this thing out. They'll be wanting to fire kid and wanting to trade half the roster and da-da-da-da-da as soon as, you know, they take some steps forward. And that's exactly what is happening right now. Nobody wants to see this thing through. Now, there are complicating things at play here. Jabari Parker being the biggest complication because you have yet to have him play a full season, and he heads into restricted free agency this offseason, which means you can lose him and never, ever have had him play for one full season in a Bucks uniform. And he was supposed to be the 1A to Giannis when this whole thing was said and done. This was supposed to play out, and now he may be gone, and you may never get to see that whole thing play out. So you really don't know how that's going to play out. So as he and I continue to go back and forth, he threw out the question. And this is going to be pretty much the question tonight. When Giannis's career is done as a Buck, if their level of success is that of what the Atlanta Hawks was, or what the Atlanta Hawks was with, you know, Teague and Horford and Millsap and those guys, where it's first round, get a win in a series, second round. Every year you're in the playoffs, third to fifth round, third to five seed. But you never get to the NBA Finals. You never win a championship with Giannis, but you're a perennial playoff team and win a series from time to time. And you're there every year. Is that good enough? Is that good enough for you? The Atlanta Hawks, every year they're in the playoffs back in the day before they just started the rebuild here last year. Every year they're in the playoffs. Every year they're thought to be a team that could challenge. Josh Smith was on that team too. Every year they're supposed to be that team. And every year they fell apart. So for you, I ask you, actually it wasn't Millsap, it was Horford and Josh Smith and those guys. Anyways, I ask you, is that good enough? Going to the playoffs every year, being a 3-5 seed, whatever the case may be, is that good enough? If that's how this run of Giannis ends up, don't see an NBA Finals appearance, don't win a ring, but a perennial playoff team while Giannis is here before he leaves, whenever that may be. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And while you Bucks fans are all worked up, let me just tell you, Minnesota is beating Cleveland tonight in Minnesota, 80-49. They're getting beat by 31. By the T-Wolves tonight. So Cleveland obviously also having their own issues tonight are the Cavs, similar to what the Bucks had. So before everybody freaks out, just wanted to go over that. All right. I'll ask you, Anthony. We'll start with you, Anthony Mandela.
Mm-hmm.
If this team never makes the NBA Finals, doesn't win a ring with Giannis, but it's a perennial playoff team, is that good enough?
No.
Well, why not?
Well, when more than half the conference gets in the playoffs, that's not much of an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm.
At least get to some conference finals. At least get to an NBA finals. If you get to a few NBA finals but never win it, then I guess sometimes it just doesn't tip your way, even though you have seven games to try to get it done.
Sure.
I think everyone would consider those Jazz teams in the 90s with Stockton and Malone. Those were some pretty good teams.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to say that that was a failed run. They just happened to run into the buzzsaw that was the Chicago Bulls.
Right.
That's a successful run, but to never get to one?
Never get to one.
With the best player, when it's all said and done, that this franchise may have ever seen on the floor, that's a failure.
Mm-hmm. If you look at, say, the Atlanta Hawks, 2008, actually, we'll go 2008, second time they make the playoffs. They lose in the Eastern Conference semifinals, 47-35. The next year, they go 53-29 and lose in the Eastern Conference semifinals again. The next year, 44-38, lose in the Eastern Conference semifinals again. The next year, 40-26, lose in the Eastern Conference first round. The next year, 44-38, lose in the Eastern Conference first round. The next year, six games under, still make the playoffs with Mike Budenholzer and lose in the Eastern Conference first round. Then in 2014, they go 60-22, their best year, and lose in the Eastern Conference Finals. That was the only time they were in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then Eastern Conference semifinals, 48-34 in 2015. And then last year, they lose in the first round, 43-39. So pretty much every year from 2008 through 2016 season, every year but one, they were over 500. And they were in the playoffs every single year. From 2007-08 season all the way through the 2016-17 season. Is that good enough, Bucks fans, if that's the extent of what we see for Giannis? One Eastern Conference Finals appearance, but consistently in the playoffs, consistently around 45 wins every year. Is that good enough for you? Or you have different expectations? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, where to first?
Justin in North Carolina probably has something to say about this.
What's up, Justin?
What up, Spark?
You tell me.
Listen. Absolutely. Hell no, that's not acceptable to me. Like, we got the best player we've ever seen in our franchise history. And I think our franchise is rich with great talent. Look at the guy that's play-by-play for the Bucks right now. No, we're not going to Eastern Conference Finals and that's okay. Absolutely not. And this effort tonight, that's piss poor.
Yeah, but like I just said, Cleveland's getting blown out by Minnesota too. This happens in the league. This is something that happens regardless of who you are, what team you are. The key is not to make this happen a lot, and this has not happened really at all in the last month or so for the Bucks.
Sparky, what does Jason Kidd talk about? He talks about effort.
Correct.
There was no effort tonight.
Nope.
I told my kids during the third quarter, I was like, yo, if the Bucks come back and win this game, you don't got to go to school for the week. You play video games all night. And you're like, oh, yeah, we got a chance. We're coming back. No, we're not. We're not coming back.
No, Dad's not saying something that stupid if you didn't know he had a lock.
Hey, which, you know, we got 30-plus years in this joint, so
I
know what it is.
Yeah.
There's no excuse why this team does not win a championship. We got to bring Jabari back, though. Jabari is the one.
Well, we're waiting to February for him. Yeah.
He's your X factor. So let's bring him back. But no, we can't just settle for that crap that we call them, but Hawks. No. No. What did they get from that? Nothing. They didn't even get a T-shirt. They got one T-shirt from that.
Yep.
That's not acceptable in Milwaukee, yo. Like, we got to come out. And we got to play good basketball. So a lot of people have been hitting me up on Facebook. You know, I'm pro-kid. I'm probably one of the only dudes that call your show that's pro-kid.
Right.
On Twitter and everything. And they're like, yo, like, he got to go. And they're like, this, this, and this. And I'm like, nah, you may be a little bit right now. And I love J-Kid. J-Kid, listen, Sparky, when I was a little boy, when I was my son's age, I wore number 5 because of kid.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a little bit. You know, I'm a little bit biased.
That's all right, though. Everybody was J-Kid fans. I got a big, I got a Jason Kidd plaque from his rookie year with the Dallas Mavericks. I was a Jason Kidd fan, too. I got a Dallas Mavericks Jason Kidd jersey from back in the day I used to wear, or at least I used
first
to have it.
First jersey I ever had.
Yep.
First jersey I ever had was J-Kidd.
I think mine was, too. Yep.
I don't know, man. Like, we cannot show up with this effort against an Indiana team that, I mean, arguably, they're not that good. They're not. Like, you got Lance Stephenson. You got some other dude that they had. I mean, the best thing for the Indiana Pacers is Quinn Buckner being their play-by-play guy.
Boy, he won.
That's tough to watch him on the road, bro. But, hey, listen, we got to do better. It starts Wednesday with Orlando. I told my daughter she can do whatever she wants to do this weekend. If we beat Golden State on Friday,
yeah, you'll have a basketball. She's got a chance at that. They'll play up for Golden State, guarantee you that. Hey, man, have a good night, man. Take care. There he is,
love, bro.
Justin in North Carolina. I got another one for you. Baseball genius. You hear him from time to time on Fantasy Football Weekly. Circle of Trust. He's driving home from ice fishing.
Crazy.
You couldn't pay me to go ice fish. There's just not a chance.
You could pay me, but it's going to cost a lot of money.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it.
Couple
ice.
Mil?
No. A lot of people love it, and God bless you. You sit in your little heated hut, and you do that whole thing, and I am not interested. Okay. He said, this Atlanta Hawks comparison is good. He said, it sounds to me like you're comparing if this Giannis team does what the Don Nelson Bucks did. Is that good enough for you? You say Don Nelson around a Bucks fan. Oh, reverence. Oh, those were the good old days, the 80s, when everybody used to go and pack the Mecca and everybody that was everybody was at those games. And those were the good old days when we won a lot of games. For those of you that don't know about the Don Nelson era, don't know what the records were year to year and how far they went, I'll tell you about it coming up next here on The Fan with your update on that horrible basketball game. Here's Anthony Mandela.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
All right, Pacers over the Bucks tonight, 109-96. We're going to have Marcus Johnson calling into the show since we're talking about Don Nelson and so forth. Want to get his thoughts on the game tonight and then get his thoughts on, you know, those Don Nelson teams and how he views them as far as the talent they have versus what they did versus if Giannis and these Bucks were able to do the same thing, you know, would that be a success necessarily? All right, John Henson tonight, 24 minutes, 5 of 8 from the floor, 0 of 1 from three-point range, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 12 points, 6 boards, 1 assist, 1 block, 2 turnovers. Giannis, 32 points, 3 of 8 from the floor. First basket, a field goal coming at the, 52nd mark, 0 of 1 from three-point range, 11 of 4 from 14 from the free throw line, 17 points, 7 boards, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, 4 turnovers. Chris Middleton, 32 minutes, 6 of 14 from the floor, 2 of 6 from three-point range, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 19 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. Eric Bledsoe, 28 minutes, 5 of 13 from the floor, 1 of 6 from three-point range, 11 points, 2 boards, 2 assists, 4 steals, 1 block, and 4 turnovers. Brogdon, 38 minutes, 6 of 11 from the floor, 0 of 1 from three-point range, 0 of 1 from the free throw line, 12 points, 5 boards, 4 assists for him. No turnovers, which is a positive. Tony Snell, 29 minutes off the bench, 2 of 6 from the floor, 0 of 4 from three-point range, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 6 points, 3 boards, 1 steal, and 1 turnover. 18 minutes for Thon Maker, 0 of 2, 1 of 2 from the line, 1 point, 3 board, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. That's back-to-back not-so-great games for Thon Maker coming off of, 3 consecutive really good games. Dellavedova, 14 minutes, 0 of 2 from the floor, 0 of 2 from three-point range, not a point, 1 board, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, nothing to speak of there. Sterling Brown, 12 minutes, 4 of 4 from the floor, 3 of 3 from three-point range, 11 points, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 1 turnover. 8 minutes for Akil Patrick, who's now on an NBA contract, not a two-way contract. If you missed that over the weekend, they cut DeAndre Liggins in the process. 3 of 6 from the floor for Kilpatrick, 1 of 3 from three-point range, 7 points and 2 rebounds. I don't understand why he doesn't play more. Jason Terry, 5 minutes, no stats. 45.9% from the field for the Milwaukee Bucks. 55.7% for the Pacers. I believe the Pacers shot like 66% or something like that in the first half. This is ridiculous. 7 of 27 from the floor for the Bucks from three-point range. 7 of 22 for Indiana from three-point range. 14 of 20 at the line for the Pacers. 21 of 27 for the Bucks. Rebounds tonight, 40 to 34 advantage Indiana. Turnovers, 17 for the Bucks, 16 for the Indiana Pacers. The Bucks were never in it tonight. 109-96. Pacers now 21-19, 13-9 at home. Bucks back to 21-18, 8-11 on the road for the Bucks. And yeah. Okay. So I said before the break whether or not if this team was that of the Atlanta Hawks, where they're just a playoff team every year, and that is about it, would that be good enough? That was the question. And joining us now from the Milwaukee Bucks and the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Marcus Johnson. Marcus, thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure, I guess.
Well, look, I don't really want to talk about the game, to be honest with you. Look, these games happen. I was, you know, people are freaking out like always, but I'm looking at the T-Wolves-Cavs game. T-Wolves are up 100-67 over Cleveland at the end of the third.
Wow, that's crazy.
They've been blowing them out all night. So it's similar to what happened to the Bucks tonight. Maybe worse, I guess, because they're getting blown up by more than 30 from that perspective. So nights like this happen in the NBA, right? From time to time throughout the year, you're going to have a team that's just going to have a bad night.
Well, and you got to keep it in context, too. Just 5 days earlier, we blew out the Pacers in Milwaukee, just had our way with them with no Victor Oladipo. And so, you know, I've known Nate McMillan since I worked for the Sonics back in the mid-90s. And I can guarantee you that he showed these guys film of just kind of how loose and free
and we were playing against them and got them all riled up in terms of some payback. So, you know, when you factor that in with the Pacers team that's actually played some really surprisingly overachieving basketball this entire season, and, you know, just weren't ready to beat that energy. They weren't ready to beat it. I thought after the D.C. game, the way we had played in beating the Wizards at their home arena, that this kind of a game wouldn't be in the offing, but it was, and it did, and all you could do is regroup and look forward to Orlando on Wednesday night.
Right, that's exactly it. Nothing else you can do, so let's move on from that. I want to get your thoughts on this run with the Bucks here going forward with Giannis. You know, you don't know what roster moves are going to happen or so forth, but similar to that of, say, Aaron Rodgers in the Green Bay Packers or Brett Favre in the Packers, everybody talks about rings and having to win as many rings as possible before Aaron Rodgers goes away, and that's been the big outcry now of, well, you got one. You got one from Brett. You've got two in 30 years with back-to-back Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Most teams will never see that in their existence, and you got to have more than two before Rodgers is done. When you look at Giannis, a legitimate superstar leading in fan voting, next fan voting comes out on Thursday, and what he's capable of doing, 29 points a game. And I was just bringing up the Atlanta Hawks franchise, where that team, you know, seemingly was in the playoffs every year, whether it was Mike Woodson or Larry Drew or Budenholzer, getting all the way to 60 wins a couple of years ago before losing the playoffs, never making an NBA Finals appearance. But having a heck of a run where they're in the playoffs every year, and whether or not that would be good enough, how would you answer that question as far as expectations when you have a superstar like Giannis?
Well, I don't think it's good enough. And I've kind of been there, done that, been on great teams that have won 60 games, that have gotten to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I guarantee you, looking back and having the benefit of hindsight, it's not good enough for me, even though I understand that we lost to some great teams. And, you know, the Sixers with Dr. J and Moses Malone and Mo Cheeks and that crew, Bobby Jones, lost to the Celtics with the great Larry Bird and Dennis Johnson and McHale and Parrish. But still, I mean, it haunts you as a player just thinking about, especially when you go 6-7 games in a series and you know, a player or two here makes the difference in whether or not you advance to the NBA Finals. To me, it's always, I always dreaded the fact that I just never got to play in the Finals. I think the same thing would hold true for this iteration of the Milwaukee Bucks. I mean, especially with a superstar like Giannis, Chris Middleton, a budding all-star, Eric Bledsoe, great pickup. So, I mean, the pieces are starting to fall into place. I think it's, you know, you're still, in terms of personnel, Jabari Parker, who knows what he'll have to offer this season, but I can guarantee once he is back 100%, he's going to be another added bonus to this crew. And how you put it all together remains to be seen. But I don't think it's enough. With Giannis, you got a transcendent superstar. I mean, Giannis is, you know, he's one of the great players in the history of the game that I've seen. I mean, to be able to string together the amount of 30-point, 20-point games the way he's doing it with just a marginally effective outside shot gives you just a precursor of what's to come with him. And I don't think that's enough. I think, you know, if you're talking getting into the NBA Finals, that's one thing, but just winning a bunch of games, not to make the NBA Finals, to me, it's not enough.
For people that don't realize it, when Don Nelson was here, the Bucks went 7 consecutive years with 50 wins or more.
Right.
That is insanity to think about that. 50 wins or more, 7 years in a row. Does pressure build on you as a player as you're going through it? Or is it, you know, optimistic of, hey, man, we got a great team. We're going to break through eventually.
Well, no, I mean, the more years that you don't break through, the greater the pressure becomes. Your first couple of years, my rookie year, we swept Phoenix and Walter Davis and Paul Westphal. We lost to David Thompson and the Nuggets in a 7-game series. But again, you always look back and kind of, we lost to the Sixers, I think, a couple of years after that in a 7-game series. So I'm always haunted by the plays that, you know, that I did make and the plays and the adjustments that maybe I thought about making but didn't pull the trigger on that maybe could have been a difference in winning a game 7 in Philadelphia. Even though I had a 36-point, 12-rebound game, I think about the things that I didn't do. And so, you know, that's kind of where it's at. I mean, the closer that you get to the end of your career now, the more the pressure mounts and the more pronounced the disappointment is when you keep falling short.
He is Marcus Johnson of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Marcus, thanks so much for coming on. I asked to get you on specifically just to talk about what we were talking about tonight, our topic, and to get your perspective from the player angle of things. So appreciate you coming on.
Anytime, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Marcus Johnson on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit greatmidwestbank.com.
What the heck is going on in that Alabama-Georgia game? Georgia's up 13-0 now.
Oh, you know, just that high-impact SEC football that's just way better than anything the Big Ten could offer.
You don't want to argue with me about this. Man, if Kirby Smart beats Saban, that'll be the first time an assistant, former assistant of Saban's, has ever beat him. You realize that? No assistant has ever beat him. Ever.
I would love to see that.
That's like 7 or 8 guys, something like that. They showed up before the game. And I'll say this too. Mark me down for this one. I forget who I told this to today. Somebody. It's to Leroy in a break. I think Kirby Smart is an NFL head coach next year if he wins this game. Next year.
Who with?
We'll see if I'm crazy or not. Who with?
Yeah, where's he going to go?
Sneaking suspicion?
Sure.
Indianapolis.
Really?
Jim Irsay has been trying to get Nick Saban forever. Then he was trying to get John Gruden. He wants that big splashy pick. This would be a big splashy pick to go get the guy that beat his predecessor in Nick Saban. We'll see. We'll see how this whole thing plays out. Bucks lose 109-96. Let's get to another call here. Where are we going next?
Another Justin. This one in California. We're going coast to coast tonight. What's up, Justin? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's up, man?
Oh, what's up, guys? Hey, I was watching the game tonight, and I usually notice this, but do you guys see many adjustments coming from the coaching staff?
No.
After a timeout?
No.
You know, I don't see many plays being ran. You know, the team will teams will collapse on Giannis, and, you know, they're not running anything to get shooters open. Every shot Middleton takes is contested. Because
they don't tend to run a lot of sets. They will run sets, but they don't run a lot of sets. It's more of a kind of they trust those players to run, you know, somewhat of a motion offense and make plays for themselves is pretty much what it is. They don't run a lot of sets. There's not a lot of that going on. There is from time to time where they'll draw stuff up for them or run something in a certain situation, but there's not a lot of it.
Yeah, but the ball starts to start sticking. And
sure.
You know, teams they'll clamp down because, you know, our strength is going inside, and teams clamp down. The players just look lost. They don't know what to do. I just think at some point you gotta say, hey, you know, you're not making adjustments. You're not running many sets. Your defensive schemes aren't good, you know.
But the problem is what I always talk about. There is a loyalty to Jason Kidd by not only the owners, but by Giannis. And Jason Kidd is the guy bringing all these star players in to work with these guys like Garnett and Stockton and all that. I'm telling you right now, that buys him a lot of time. He just got that 3-year extension. So,
oh, yeah, I agree.
I'm telling you.
And
that's the problem. The problem is, okay, so let's say we move on from Jason Kidd. How do we keep him in the organization? Because I can all but guarantee you that Giannis does not want him out of the organization, nor do the owners. Well, at least one owner doesn't want him out of the organization. So from that perspective, what can you do with Kidd to keep him in the organization if you are going to replace him as head coach? I think that's the trick that they would like to play if they get to a situation where they want to make a move. In regards to tonight, it's just a bad game. It happens. Like I said, Cleveland's now down 111-78 to Minnesota. They've been getting blown out all night. That's in Minnesota. So teams have bad games. Now, if this was like the Bucks, you know, third blowout in the last 2 weeks or something, okay, then I can say, I can see why everybody's freaking out. But this is one of those rare things. But the question on the table, Justin, is if this Bucks team ends up like that Atlanta Hawks team that was never able to get to the NBA Finals, or the Don Nelson teams that Marcus Johnson was on that we were just talking to him about they never got to the NBA Finals and had 7 straight years of 50-plus wins, is that good enough?
No, it's not good enough. And I think you're seeing that now with, you know, kids saying, people say, hey, we went from this, now we're losing the first round, that's something. You got to win championships at the end of the day. You have somebody, you have this team, this amount of talent, you have Giannis. You got to start putting W's up.
See, now that's the fun. That's interesting. Thanks for the call. Can I just point something out? All you old Packer fans, and I'm talking old in age, talking to you. So I'm 41, so I'm guessing you're probably in your 50s or 60s, right? You're not that much older than me. I'm going to talk to you for a second. You people, as Gary Ellerson would say, are the ones that call up and tell all these young cats that in their 20s and early 30s or whatever, you don't know what it was like when the Packers were awful in the 70s, 80s. You have no idea. You should be more appreciative. Okay. Because now, these Bucks fans, like that dude right there, I don't know how that dude was. I'm guessing he's not 60, though. That dude right there, and Anthony Mandela is in his 20s, just out of college. We got a guy, Kevin, on the other side. I haven't asked him yet. He just started tonight, new producer we're going to have working here. These guys say, you got a star player, we want a ring. Seven straight years of 50 wins, two or three conference finals, not good enough. Finals and a ring to take advantage of having a superstar. They've watched this team suck for their entire life. See, that's the difference in mentality, I think, of the younger fan today versus the fan of yesterday and how they view things. Now, you can call whatever you want. Now, so is the Bucks fan base spoiled? Are we going to call us spoiled now when they haven't even won a series in the play round in the playoffs? And we're talking about expectations for the future of Giannis and what we want to see in this organization? So we're spoiled because we want that expectation of winning a championship. We should be appreciative of them just making the playoffs every year. You should just be happy. Well, you're not going to be able to tell this fan base that they don't know what they're talking about because this fan base has watched this team stink. You don't even probably remember the Eastern Conference Finals run with Glenn Robinson and Ray, right?
I was, what, six?
Right. So he don't even remember that. Nope. He really has watched garbage his entire time growing up.
My first Bucks game, I watched Darvin Ham.
Woo! We could jump out of the gym and do nothing else. Nice guy, though. Sometimes. Okay, where are we going next?
Let's go over to Nashville. Check in with Marco. Marco, you're on the Fan.
Marco, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's happening? Happy New Year, bud.
Happy New Year to you, too, man. We got to get back down to Nashville. This is the first 2017 was the first year we haven't been to Nashville in like 3 or 4 years, so.
Well, it was a balmy 54 today.
Oh, man. It was a balmy 45 here today.
Right. Hey, I just want to let you know, I was in Milwaukee for the Bucks-Bulls game. I'm sorry, I had a coronary, so I didn't want to call you.
Yep.
You know how I feel about Bucks and Bulls. But just calling to check in because I haven't really been able to, you know, catch games like I would like to. I didn't get the league pass until late. But, you know, in all reality, you know, Bucks as it pertains to the center, I mean, you know, Henson used to be decent. Now he's just getting pushed over. Thon Maker just looks extremely weak, dude.
Well, yeah, he's got to add a lot of muscle. He's very, very thin.
How come Bogut doesn't need it?
Bogut got cut.
I mean, at least the man, you know, is there for a body. He's not going to get pushed around in
correct.
A dish.
Yes, I would like Bogut, too.
I mean, you know, I know that, you know, passed on the Jahlil Okafor deal, and he looked good the other night.
Yeah, I'd like the Okafor, too. Yeah. Man, I'm with you, Marco. You know, dude,
I'm go ahead.
Well, I'm with you. I want Bogut. I want a Jahlil Okafor, too. Your phone's breaking up, so I got to let you roll, Marco. It keeps going in and out. I'm hearing like every other word, but I get the gist of what you're saying as far as they need another big. I totally agree. I would love for it to be Bogut. I'm not sure if they have any interest in Andrew Bogut or not. Instead, you see reports today where Janowski talking about the Bucks' top candidate is DeAndre Jordan, which tells me they're not going to sign Andrew Bogut. I mean, it doesn't matter what I say. I can talk till I'm blue in the face and tell you you'll never win a championship with that dude. Making $25, $30 million a year. You will never win a championship with that dude if he's making that much money, unless you get incredibly lucky and hit on back-to-back rookie classes of impact players making no money to be on your roster with two other legitimate all-star scores. Then, sure, I guess you can make it work. The Clippers proved you can't win with that dude. You can't. Not making that much money. Now, if he wants to make $12 million a year, $14, okay. Then you can win with them because then you can add another a third score. $25, $30 million a year, you're never going to win with them. Nope, not going to happen. You don't have enough cap space unless you got some owner that wants to pay $1 billion in luxury tax money. Then Godspeed. Then you can go buy yourself a championship. But otherwise, not happening. Don't see it. All right, I got to get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela. Bucks lose 109-96. It is the Milwaukee Bucks. Pick and save post-game show. Presented to you by Palermo's King Frozen Cheese Pizza. Let's do shot of the game before we take a quick timeout.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Let's get tonight's Dave and Buster's shot of the game. Dave and Buster's Wauwatosa, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports.
This highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Gus Johnson, Marcus Johnson on the call. Here it is.
Against it, in the pivot. 10 to shoot. Middleton. Oh, squeezes through the hole. Lean in, 14-footer. Strong, but jammed down to the tip by Henson.
There you go, Gus Johnson on the call. 109-96, Pacers over the Bucks. Take a quick timeout. Come back. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. Coming up next, here on The Fan.
Hey, guys. This is Jan Zadokoubo of the Milwaukee Bucks, and you're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks post-game show here on The Fan.
What defensive play stood out? Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113, Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show.
Bucks come up on the losing end tonight, 109-96 to the Indiana Pacers. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Anthony Mandela, and the newly acquired Kevin Wells hanging out tonight, learning the ropes as he'll be one of our new producers here on the station. And he's got some deep voice. Oh, man. There are people in this industry that would die for this kid's voice. Die for his voice. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, Mandela can't relate because he's got a deep voice too. But
I do?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you sound really good doing your updates with your deep voice. And Kevin's got a deep voice too. I remember, quick story time, and I'll get you guys on hold. So for those of you that don't know, let's do defensive play of the game before I tell the story. Here's the defensive play of the game, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
A college ball with Wall, stolen by Antetokounmpo. Here's Giannis spinning. Hands it off, lets it easy layup.
There you go. That was about the excitement for the night, too. 109-96 Pacers over the Bucks. Now, Tim Allen, who does our post-game show here for the Brewers and Hot Stove Weekly, just heard the commercial for it coming out of the break. He was the guy who I interned for when I got into radio my first time. That was my internship. And over the first couple of years interning for Tim, he flat out just told me my voice had to get deeper or something because it wasn't going to work otherwise. Tim Allen's recommendation to me, I swear to you, said you need to start drinking a lot of alcohol and smoking a lot of cigarettes. That'll fix that voice for you.
Words of wisdom.
Swear to God.
Sure, Jeff Orlowski didn't say that?
No, it was could have been Jeff, yes. No, but it was definitely Tim. I never smoked, but I did start drinking heavily with him. He took me down to the path of destruction, drinking alcohol with him every night at a godforsaken bar that I drank at with him for years. He still goes there. It's like the devil's lair. Nothing good happens in that bar. Nothing. And now he sucked baby Tauschen to go into that bar. Like, you ever walk into a bar and you come in and you smell it and you're like, ugh, nope.
It's got that old bar
and
smell.
And you kind of walk out. Like, it smells like pee and other things. Mm-hmm. You're like, nah.
Like, people have been partying in your basement for 20 years.
Right.
No
yes.
ventilation.
Right.
The cigarette smell soaked into
that's
the walls.
That's the bar. Right. And that's where I spent a majority of my 20s. God help me. So, yeah, drinking with Tim Allen and then stumbling and walking down the street back to his house blocks away. Oh, those were the good old days. Can't do it anymore. He still does it. I can't do it. 109-96, Pacers over the Bucks. Let's get to a call.
All righty. Ian in Hartford, you're up, man.
Hey guys, I'm okay if we're the Bucks of the 80s.
So you're okay getting there and not finishing because Marcus Johnson clearly was not good with it.
I guess I'm okay with it because at least I know I have a chance. If I get the three Eastern Conference Finals, I have at least a chance to make the
Anthony,
final.
Make sure we save this.
If you tell me 100% for sure right now we're going to lose all three, if that was the case, I'm going to tell you right now I don't like it.
Anthony, right now is...
If I got to go through the run of it, though...
Uh-huh.
I think I'd enjoy it.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't. You'd be mad at the world. Anthony.
No, I wouldn't.
Anthony is writing down the time.
I wasn't mad.
Anthony is writing down the time right now, and we're going to pull this and save this. So 5 years from now.
For when?
For 5-6 years from now, when you're calling up angry that they can't ever finish and get out of the Eastern Conference Final and never get to the NBA Finals, and you want everybody fired again, and when are we going to rebuild? This sucks. When that happens, I'm going to go back, Ian, and we're going to play this thing back from 2017, January 8th of 2017. Ian, this was you 5 or 6 years ago. Listen to how young you sound, and I'm going to play it back. Yeah.
It's not going to work like that because we had our – text conversation the other night, and you're telling me to trust the process. I don't even know what the process is anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if they know what the process is, to be honest with you, at this point. Yeah.
Because I'm with you. If you get DeAndre Jordan, you're going to have to give up a lot of guys. I mean, I have a friend that's texting me every night, got to get DeAndre Jordan, trade Don and Deli. Well, that doesn't work.
How does DeAndre Jordan help tonight? It wouldn't have helped tonight. They were awful. It doesn't matter who the center was. It was awful.
Right. It doesn't matter. Sitlord had a video the other night that was perfect. It was, you know, and he's really in love with Jabari, and that's fine. But it doesn't matter who's out there playing defense. The defense they're running is not going to work. I mean, you have these other teams that know about this and, like, basically make jokes of it.
Yeah, well.
So how long are we going to put up with this part of it, though? That's what I'm frustrated. I think it's more of a coaching, because, like I said, I think a good coach has this team 8 to 10 games over 500 right now.
And very well might be right. You very well might be right. So you're saying another 5 games better than what they are.
Yes.
So 5 games.
Can easily do that. And when you said earlier, this isn't losing the way they did tonight isn't like a trend. But it is a trend. This has happened, 4 or 5 times in the last month?
No, not that much.
We got embarrassed by Chicago.
Yes, that's true.
I was there for that. That was
bad. One I guess I can't count because we actually came back and won.
That's right. You cannot count that one. That's correct.
I think you still should count it.
Oh, get out of here. You came back and won the game. You can't count it, Ian.
You have to count it. It's the same effort. It's the same terrible effort for 3 quarters of the game. I mean, there's no reason to come out and play like that.
All right, I got to go. I got other callers. Ian, be good. There he is. Ian, the guy who created our topic tonight, Ian in Hartford. He'll create more throughout the year, I promise you. He is legend for something else that happened in this postgame show years ago, but I won't get into that because he gets frustrated and angry with me when I bring up the story how he cost the Bucks a really good player. I won't get into it, though. All right, where are we going next?
Ahmed in Shorewood. You're on the fan, bud.
What's up, Ahmed?
It's Barkey. Well, first off, let me say this. I definitely wouldn't accept a similar run like the Bucks of the 80s. That's for damn sure. And second, I think I got a solution to the Bucks' problems, too.
What's that?
It wouldn't happen until the offseason.
All right.
Now, this isn't unprecedented, but I'm thinking we should make a run for Rick Carlisle in the offseason.
Gary Wolfel brought that up.
Similar to what the Clippers did with Doc Rivers. Because I highly doubt, I may be wrong, that Rick Carlisle wants to stick around for a lengthy repo.
Nope. I think, agree with you.
It'll take some compensation, maybe even a first, but it'd be well worth it. Way more worth it than giving up assets for
What about Doc Rivers?
No, not Doc Rivers. I think he's overrated. Rick Carlisle, for sure. Not Doc Rivers, 100%.
I love Rick Carlisle. I'm a big Rick Carlisle fan. Thanks for the call. One thing you get with Rick Carlisle is you get defense. They will play defense. They will run sets. Very, very good basketball coach. No matter where he's been, he wins. He won in Detroit and got fired. I had no business getting fired whatsoever. They brought Larry Brown in. It turned out to be the right move by Joe Dumars, and they won an NBA championship, and Carlisle didn't get it. Goes to Dallas and builds that thing into a championship type deal there and wins a championship. So, yeah, I would love Rick Carlisle. Sure, I'll take Rick Carlisle. But again, guys, if they're going to move on Jason Kidd, in my opinion, they better be 100% certain that they have a bona fide, legitimate winning head coach coming in. Because you're going to have to sell Giannis that it's an upgrade. You're going to have to sell Giannis that this was the right move. Because I think Giannis has a lot of trust in Kidd and Sweeney. A lot. Because they gave him his chance. I mean, you hear the stories all the time. Giannis won't even go work out with another shooting coach or anybody. Only Bucks coaches. Only Bucks. Only Bucks. Loyal, 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 loyal. Hammond's already gone. Got rid of Hammond. Or he left, however you want to view it. So now you're in a situation of you move Kidd and he's out of the organization. You better make sure that Giannis is down with and believes in the guy that you decided to hire at that point. You better make sure you're right. All right, speaking of Jason Kidd, let's hear from him after the Bucks got blown out tonight by the Pacers.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show. Let's hear from the Bucks head coach. It's time for the Coach's Corner. Sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, Bucks lose 109-96. Giannis 17 points, breaks that 20 game or that streak of 20 or more points in a basketball game. He'd have his first field goal to the 52nd mark of the first half to give you how bad things were tonight for your Milwaukee Bucks. Let's hear from Jason Kidd.
I give the guys there in that fourth quarter, they kept fighting and found a way by one, sharing the ball, and on two, competing on defense.
You didn't go to those guys until the fourth quarter, played your starters a lot of minutes through the first three. What was the thought process there?
For them to you know, work through the bad first quarter, and you know, you win the last two quarters, but understanding our offense is it can't just be, you know, where we score the ball and we're going to play defense. There's going to be nights where you don't score the ball and you got to still play defense, and tonight we just didn't do that in the first quarter.
How can you help get those guys get through those stretches where they're frustrated and the bad offense is leading to bad defense?
Continue to just keep talking to them during the timeout. Our goal was to try to get that, you know, under 15, and we came close a couple times, and then we turned the ball over, or we missed the open shot. But defensively, we got to get stops, and again, when we do get stops, we got to take care of the ball, and we just didn't do that tonight.
It seemed like in addition to the ball not moving, guys weren't moving on offense. There were a couple sets where Giannis was just in the corner and things like that. What were you seeing from the offense, aside from the ball not moving there?
Yeah, I think a lot of times when the ball doesn't move, guys don't move, and they watched, and that was tonight.
You mentioned those guys in the fourth quarter. Did what Sterling and Sean did, could that be something that helps them get on the court in the future?
Oh, for sure. Looking at what Sterling did tonight was really good, and hopefully he can carry that over to practice and then to the game
just
on Wednesday.
Stop it.
And then looking what Kilpatrick did tonight, again, we
stop.
Can get, he's going to get.
Yeah. Stop. I'm done. Don't feed me this. I don't want to hear. Oh, yeah, this will get Sterling Brown back on the court. Oh, yeah, his minutes will increase. He does this. Shush. Just shush. I don't believe you for a second. You aren't going to play these young guys. I mean, it's crystal clear at this point, guys. They aren't playing him. He's not going to play him. Don't feed me this line. Oh, yeah, this will earn him time. He'll get 2 minutes next game instead of none. Stop. You're going to play the same eight dudes you always play, and that's going to be the end of it. Nine dudes, whatever it is. Kilpatrick can't even get out there. He's got more of a chance of being out there than Sterling Brown does. This stuff just frustrates me. That dude's going to get back out there the next time you get blown out in mop time. That's when that dude's going to get out there. Or if you throw him a bone and play him 5 minutes in the first half of a game. That'll be it. And then we won't see him the rest of the game. Yeah, I'm not buying that. Nope, sorry. You can sell that to somebody else. I'm not in on that one. Mm-mm. All right, now we can do X Factor.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game. Here's tonight's X Factor of the game.
Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in six junior college sports. Learn more at bcsbobcats.com.
All right, X Factor of the game. The Bucks, zero energy. Didn't look like they wanted to be there. Definitely weren't on the same page. What, they have 9 turnovers in about the first quarter in a couple of minutes. Just absolutely brutal all night long. Never were really in the game at all at any point. That is your X Factor of the game. Coming up next, we'll give you the Chili's MVB. We have to name a Chili's MVB.
Somehow.
Chili's MVB coming up, and you'll need to know that for Chuck and Winkler tomorrow morning. Also, we will talk with Gary Wolfel straight ahead here on The Fan.
You're listening to the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show. Now it's time to pick the ruler of the backboard. Brought to you by Palermo's King Cheese Frozen Pizza, loaded with a half pound of Wisconsin cheese. It truly is the ruler of pizza.
All right, ruler of the backboard in a 109-96 loss. The game was not that close. Ruler of the backboard, even in this awful basketball game, is still Giannis tonight with 7 rebounds. Giannis, your ruler of the backboard. And like I said before, if you like cheese or you love cheese, that King Frozen Cheese Pizza at Palermo's, half a pound of cheese, baby. You love cheese. That's your pizza. Half a pound of cheese. Woo! That's a lot of cheese. All right, let's get to Gary Wolfel.
Now, a Bucks postgame update from fan insider Gary Wolfel. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola.
This is the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save Postgame Show.
All right, 109-96 Pacers over the Bucks tonight. Gary Wolfel joins us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Gary, we're not going to talk about the basketball game because, quite frankly, it was just a bad night. It happens. Cavaliers got blown out by the Timberwolves tonight, 127-99. They were down by 30 most of the game, so really don't care about that aspect of it. This is the topic tonight. I want to get your take on it.
All right.
If the Milwaukee Bucks, while they have Giannis, however long that may be, end up being nothing more than, say, the Atlanta Hawks with Woodson and Drew and Budenholzer, where they go to the playoffs for, you know, 7-8 consecutive years, never make the NBA Finals, or end up being that of the Don Nelson Bucks. We had Marcus Johnson on earlier tonight, and I talked to him and asked him if it would be good enough. They had 7 consecutive years of 50 wins or more and never made the NBA Finals. And Marcus Johnson said, no, it wouldn't be. And he says it's something that will haunt you for the rest of your life as a player, knowing that he never made an NBA Finals and was on as good a team as he was on. Your thoughts on if this Bucks team with Giannis going forward ends up being that of, say, the 80s Bucks, will that be good enough for you?
No, absolutely not. Not when you have arguably one of the top 5 players in the game. I don't think anybody would dispute that, although he didn't look like one of the 5 best in the first half tonight. But anyways, no, I mean, he's a franchise-type player. When you have a franchise-type player, you expect your team to get to the finals. I mean, if he wants to, we touched on this a little bit the other night, if he wants to go down in history as one of the great players, he's got to get to the finals. It's that simple. And, you know, he's got probably 3 more years to do it, because I think at that time it's going to be...
Well, he's got more than 3. He's got more than 3 years. The Bucks have it 3 years, you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I'm referring to him staying in Milwaukee.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, after that, it's going to get real dicey whether he stays here or not. I mean, there's already people telling me around the league he's not. So, but again, that's 3 years away. That's a long time. So.
Yeah, I don't buy that he's leaving. There's no way that he's making that known to anybody. I don't believe that for a heartbeat. Now, there may be people saying it. I know there are people out there already planning on trying to go after him hard. That I've heard as well. But then you hear Giannis talk about being the leader in votes and saying he's picking LeBron first and hoping to get a friendship and convince him to come play in Milwaukee after this season. And that just makes
now,
you chuckle.
Think about that.
Right. No, no, no. But I'm just saying, that makes you chuckle and laugh. Like, dude, how sweet would that be if they let LeBron in Milwaukee? Giannis could run for governor and whatever else he wants to run for, and he'd win.
You're going to start at point guard before that happens.
Hey, man, I'll play point guard if LeBron and Giannis are on the team. I got no problem with that whatsoever.
There's no way in hell LeBron is coming to Milwaukee.
Who's that small little white dude out there? Oh, they're just playing 4-on-5. He's just out there. He won a contest on the radio. I mean, that's all it would really be at that point. Gary, that's all I wanted to know, man. Enjoy the rest of your night. I don't want to talk about this crappy game. So, see you later.
Sounds good. I understand. Have a good one, Steve.
You betcha. There he is. Gary Wolfel of the Racine Journal Times and WolfelsPressBox.com on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank, committed to personalized common sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, discover the benefits of simply local banking. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com.
Time to find out who the Chili's MVB is for tomorrow morning's Chuck and Winkler.
Hey, Bucks fans, let's get tonight's Chili's MVB. Be the first to know this standout player tomorrow morning at 8:35 during Chuck and Winkler to win free food from Chili's. Chili's, famous for burgers, ribs, fajitas, and margaritas.
All right. We have to name an MVP, huh? Or MVB. All 5 starters were in double figures. Ah, heck. You know what? In honor of Jason Kidd's postgame show, Sterling Brown is your Chili's MVP of the game. Sterling Brown. He didn't miss a shot. 4 for 4, 3 of 3 from 3. And Jason Kidd says he's going to play more. Sure. 11 points. Chili's MVP is Sterling Brown. All right. That's about it, right? 109-96 Pacers over the Bucks. Our thanks to Anthony Mandela. Great guy. Love working with him. Over here, Kevin Wells. I will tell you this, Mr. Wells. We have a very, very good group of part-timers. Probably the best group of part-timers we've had. I don't want to insult people, but maybe the best group of part-timers we've had here ever as far as a collective group that we have. And you and another person are starting your journey here. Learn as much as you can from them. They will teach you a lot. The full-timers will be a pain in your butt. You may grow to hate some of us, but listen to them. They're your allies. We're just here to make your life miserable. So, good luck to you in your journey. Very nice guy. I like Kevin Wells, and you'll like him too when you hear him on the radio at some point. Enjoy the rest of your night, everybody. Pacers over the Bucks. We'll talk Bucks tomorrow. It's a Bucks Tuesday here on The Fan. Doodles!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.